And you think about the forward velocity of us going around the sun is nearly 70,000 miles an hour. And you don't feel it. That don't make no sense, does it? How can we be sitting here on the earth, moving forward 70,000 miles an hour, almost, and spinning 1,000 miles an hour, and don't even feel nothing, just gravity? It's the power of God. It's a realm that we've not touched yet. It's a realm of science that we've not touched. But we will. God will open this to us someday. But anyway, as you think about this, you think about how far it is, 186,000 miles a second. It's 93 million miles to the sun, isn't it? Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. 93 million miles to the sun, and light travels at 186,000 miles a second. And he talks about, here's the sun, and here's the earth. And then he talks about that there is a path that we make around the sun that takes us a year, 365 and a quarter days at 70,000 miles an hour almost to make this path. And he said, you know, since they got the Hubble telescope out there and we can see all these planets and everything so good, we see this big, giant star in our galaxy. It's not somebody else's galaxy. It's in ours. And it's twice as big, not as the sun, but there are several of them out there this size. But this one, Betelgeuse. That's a strange name for a star, isn't it? Betelgeuse. That's what he called it anyway. He said there's a star out there in our galaxy that's twice as big as the diameter of the path that our Earth makes around the sun. He said, when I learned about Betelgeuse, I stopped giving God counsel. Does that make sense? God, let me tell you how you ought to do this.
That's where you got your 186,000.
Yeah.
The diameter of that.
Yeah, yeah. But just think. I mean, we 93 million miles to it. Double that. And then double that again. And you got a star out there in our galaxy that's that big, Ernest.
Wow.
Now, then, if we were to live on that baby, if we were to go around that thing, we'd need a fast machine, wouldn't we? You'd need a bad, bad, bad machine. Because, I mean, when you double something like that, it doesn't just double the diameter around it or the length around it. You know, it quadruples it. You know, I mean, it's a long ways around that big piece of star. And God made that. And he hardly even told you about it anywhere. He said, and I made the stars also.
That's right. And he names them.
Yeah, and he names them and numbers them. Names them and numbers them. And you think about God making all of that. We don't know him, do we? Yeah, we don't know him. We don't know him. These celestial bodies that are out there. Just think. You know what? When I don't know if you've ever seen it or not, but when I saw that picture the other night of the Swirl Galaxy that the Hubble telescope took such a beautiful picture of. I mean, since they put this thing out here, you know, it doesn't have any of the clouds or nothing, you know, no air, nothing. It can take some of the most beautiful pictures. It's unreal what they've done with this Hubble telescope since it's out there in space. But they took a picture of, they call it the Swirl Galaxy. Now then, it looks like a huge flower. Beautiful thing. Colors beyond your wildest dreams. But yet this big swirl thing is a mass of stars and planets that are turning. And they're really pretty close to us. They're only 34 million light years away. That's all. And when they begin to zoom into the middle of the Swirl Galaxy, they found a big black hole. And when they started zooming in, they got closer and closer and closer to these celestial bodies. And they thought, there's a black hole out there. And they kept zooming in and zooming in and zooming in. And when they finally got close enough, guess what was in the middle of that black hole? A great, big, beautiful cross. Isn't that something? Only God.
Amen.
Only God. Amen. They zoomed in, and all they can see is this big, giant black hole, millions of light years across. And they keep zooming in and zooming in and zooming in, and all of a sudden they begin to see something in there. And they zoomed in closer, and they finally took a picture. And here's a beautiful cross right in the middle of that big black hole. And you think you know God. Give me a break. When he says there are also celestial bodies, oh, we don't have a clue, do we? I mean, we don't have a clue. I mean, so when you start home this afternoon, you think, oh, I got to drive all the way to Plano. So praise God, it's not very far over here, Lord. And also, speak to that gas. Lord, I speak to my car and I command my car to get better gas mileage in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm about your business. I'm going to church. Yes, so, Lord, I know you're going to provide great things for me.
Amen.
You're going to do great things in the name of Jesus. Who knows what God's going to do in the future? Who knows? But there's celestial bodies and terrestrial, earthly. But the glory of celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial, the earthly, is another. And there's one glory of the sun. There's another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars. And for one star differs from another star in glory. You know, when you stop and look off out here every afternoon on a clear day and you start seeing that big, magnificent sun as the earth moves around it and it looks like it's going down behind the atmosphere, if you see stars, I mean, if you see any clouds in where there's red and gold, and I mean, isn't it awesome?
Amen.
He paints all that different for us every day to look at. And that's part of the glory of the celestial and the terrestrial. And he's given that to us just to look at. You can just sit here and just not do nothing and just look at it and think, God, you're awesome. I praise him in that. Then verse 42 and 43. And so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in incorruption. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Now just think, if we're going to be raised incorruptible, in glory, and in power, what are we going to lack? Ooh, isn't it going to be an awesome body? Ooh, I mean, I might come over to Ernest's house and say, Ernest, hey, brother, let's run out there and look at that Betelgeuse Amen. Today. Let's Amen. Look at that big old star.
All right.
Why don't we just run out there and look at it, can't we? Woo! Look what our God made. We're going to be incorruptible. We're going to be with power. We're going to be able to go and do anything. We're going to know no realms of time, distance, or speed. Isn't that going to be awesome?
Amen.
That makes everything we live for on this earth worth it, doesn't
Amen.
It? Knowing Jesus, it's awesome. Okay, verse 44 and 45. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. So we're going to be a spirit body, but there is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. 47 and 48. How be it that it was first was spiritual, but that which is natural, but afterwards that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy, and the second man is the Lord from heaven.
Amen.
Next two verses. And as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such is they also that are heavenly. 49 and 50. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You can't go there in this old body, you God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Next two verses. Behold, I show you a mystery. What? He's going to show us a mystery. We shall not all sleep. but we shall all be changed. In a year.
Moment.
Oh, in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
Amen.
And we shall be changed.
Amen.
If just think, if you're already dead, just like the apostles, I mean, Paul told us clearly to die is to be with the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I mean, why do we so fret about dying on this earth? Why do we get so excited when somebody gets sick, especially when they're 70 or 80 or 90 years old, and they call the sermon, my 90-year-old grandmother, she's passing away. Get up here quick. I said, is she a Christian? Yeah. I said, praise God. She's fixing to go home.
Amen.
No, Thurman, we want her to get healed. There's a family like that called me over to Denton here a while back. I went over to the hospital. 94-year-old lady, knew Jesus, wrote books.
Amen.
One of the first graduates from Baylor University as a woman. I mean, she had walked with God, written books and everything else. And that woman didn't want to live. When I went in there, and they wanted me to pray over her so she'd get well. I walked up and I got right up in her face. I said, ma'am, you want to live or die? She could barely talk. She said, Thurman, I want to go home to be with
Amen.
The Lord.
All right.
So I said, Lord, will you take this woman home quickly in Jesus' name? I stood up and the people said, that's not
Amen.
The prayer we wanted you to pray. I said, but I didn't ask you. I asked her. And that's the one she wanted to be prayed for. That woman died that day. She died that day, went
Amen.
Home to be with Jesus. She said, in her little frail body, 94 years old, she said, I'm tired of fighting the fight. I'm ready to go home to be with my Lord. And she said, I want to go. 94 years old. So I prayed and asked the Lord to take her home. She went home that day. Praise God. Now then, why do we get so excited whenever we start to die? I mean, why do we kick and scream? And I know of a man that they called him and said his mother was dying. And he worked down here. I knew the guy real well. And he was, I don't know, he was 50, I guess, at least. Mother was 75 or 80. And they called him and said, your mother has just had a stroke. And the doctor said she's going to pass away.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.